Well, how goes it? It's me, Jackie Bam Bam, King Dracula spelled backwards from 93.3 WMMR here in Philadelphia. And we've been rocking and rolling for the past 50 years. And we've championed many, many local bands all the way up to their major recording contracts. Now, I don't know who's more excited because I'll be hosting the show sold out tomorrow night, an MMR concert event. We welcome back to the Ardmore Music Hall. It must be that time of the season, the Gobbleroo season. Tommy Cromwell and the Great Young Rumblers. We spoke with Chris Day when he did a solo show a couple months ago at Milk Boy, which I was out to host, the great Rumbler guitarist. And now we're going to speak to the leader of the band. We have Tommy Cromwell on the line. What up, Tommy Cromwell?
Jackie, how are you?
I'm super stoked, as you can tell. Are you excited?
Totally, man. It's like, it's the greatest. It's the best night of the year.
A little birdie told me you guys have been recording. Can you bring us up to date with maybe some new Tommy Cromwell and the Young Rumblers material? And maybe will we hear any in the set list tomorrow night, sold out at the Ardmore Music Hall?
Well, you know, I don't know what we're going to do tomorrow night, but, you know, we might pull something new out.
That would be cool. Now, the recording part, brand new album, maybe? What's going on?
We're working on a new album, and it's almost done, but not yet.
Okay.
You know, it just takes time, you know, but it's going to be really good. Just had Chris Day in, doing a bunch of guitars last week. I flew down to Nashville and recorded keyboards with Bob Miller.
Yeah, because the guys are spread out all over these days, but it's going to be great. We'll see the original band.
The original guys and, you know, bunch of new song. New Tommy Cromwell and the Young Rumblers album is coming soon. I've been saying that for a couple years now, so it's really coming, you know, hopefully in the spring.
I'm going to hold you to it. So will everybody else. They want to know about it tomorrow night. Sold out at the Ardmore.
How about it, man? Unbelievable, Jackie. It really is. And it's thanks to you and Pierre, you know. I mean, you guys helped a lot, you know, letting people know that it's happening.
Tom, you're part of our 50-year history, the Rumblers. Of course, we're going to let everybody know. It's a celebration.
It's unbelievable, man. Like, I thought when you get old like us, you know, you just kind of fade into the woodwork.
Don't say that word. We're not old, Tom. We're not old. Don't say that word.
Well, that's what I thought, you know, when I was young and dumb. But now, man, like people, they come out, man. I love it. You know, it's just so nice. We just appreciate it so much. We get such support. It's mind-blowing every time.
Yeah, a lot of people are asking me for some tickets. I guess if you go to ArmoreMusicHall.com, maybe a ticket or two will open up tomorrow night. But it's been sold out for a while. But it's just so great. I mean, the Hooters always do the first week in November at the Keswick Theater, and you take over the Ardmore Music Hall, which basically is 23 East, where you guys shot the video, correct? For I'm Not Your Man?
Yeah, it is. I mean, it's the same place. Changed a little bit, I guess, but not much. So
I can only imagine what's going on through your head. You recorded your video there while you're up on stage playing every time now at the Ardmore Music Hall.
Yeah, there's a lot of history there, man. Our manager's office was right upstairs. You know, I mean, like, I lived right around the corner, you know. And it's fun, man. It's really just a gift to be able to do it every November in Ardmore. So I'm looking forward to seeing you.
I'll be bringing you up on stage, so they tell me.
My man. Awesome, Jackie. Yo, man, thank you so much for your support, dude. It really means a lot. And, you know, we feel it all the time, and it makes a difference, man, and letting people know that we're out there. So thanks, dude.
Tom, it's an honor to be there. Now, I want to go back, rewind a little bit, Vet Stadium. You guys played on David Bowie's Glass Spider tour. Peter Frampton was the guitarist in Bowie's band, and Squeeze was also on the bill at Vet Stadium. A highlight, maybe you can tell us, did you cross paths backstage with Bowie?
Well, yeah, we met him. Yeah, he was nice, which was freaky as hell, you know what I mean? I mean, meeting David Bowie, but he was really very much just like a regular dude, you know? He did a press conference before, and he was like chewing gum, and like, you know, like, he wasn't acting all weird. He was acting very, you know, like regular guy. Like, just
not
cool
like the
dude.
David Bowie we know, right?
Yeah, you know, he was just like much more down to earth than, you know, I don't know what you expect, but, but so yeah, we met him, and actually, he was on a golf cart driving down, you know, in the bowels of the Vet Stadium.
Yeah.
Somebody was driving around in the golf cart, and they stopped, and they said, oh, this is Tommy, you know, in the opening band, you know, and he stopped and shook our hands, which they all do. All of them, you know, Robert Plant, Chrissy Hine, you know, Rod Stewart, they all will give the opening band 2 minutes. You know what I mean? Like, a nice handshake and a hello and respect. you know? Mm-hmm. So that's pretty cool. But I'll tell you that my biggest memory of that show is that we were, and I've told this story a lot of times, but just like blew my mind. Like, we were nervous, man. Like, you know, it's like Veterans Stadium opening for David Bowie. If I'm saying, what's that hold? Like, I don't know, like 60,000, 80,000, whatever the hell. Yeah. A lot of people. We're like nervous. We're getting dressed. We're nervous, right? We get out there, get out onto the stage, walk out on the stage. There's like 800 people there. It was like 5 o'clock in the afternoon.
Where's everybody at? Where are you opening at? Come on, they didn't tell us about this.
What the hell are we so nervous about?
Now, Tom, let's stay in that little corner of South Philadelphia right now, across the street, and your great guitarist Chris Day said a highlight for him, and it was packed. You opened up for Bryan Adams, sold out show at the Air Conditioned Girl or Spectrum now at 1987. Give us a highlight of that show, and then you came back in 91, played the Spectrum, I guess, twice with Thurgood.
Yeah, the Thurgood was fun, but the Bryan Adams was great. I mean, I remember that one. That was big, man, because we were like sort of like at, you know, at a real good place. We must have been on the radio a lot. We kind of had some pretty good cred, you know.
Well, we championed you guys on your first independent EP before Columbia Records even signed you. You were in heavy rotation here at WMMR.
And I can remember when we started, like we were playing our first song, I remember seeing people. Usually when you're at the opening act, no one really cares. You know what I mean? Like, it's cool, but, you know, you're still sort of like just an afterthought. But but that show, the Bryan Adams show, I remember like being on the stage and starting the first song and seeing the people kind of like coming in, like rushing in, like streaming in, you know? Like, oh, the show's starting and we care about it. You know what I mean? So that was cool. And then I also remember when we played their opening for Thurgood. Mm-hmm. We were on tour with Thurgood and Philly was one of the stops. And I remember I wanted to buy some amps. I was buying two Fender Basement amps. Mm. And I called Medley and I bought them like with a credit card over the phone. I said, can you deliver them? And they said, yeah. Well, what's the address? And I said, the Spectrum.
This is really Tommy Cromwell on the phone.
Yeah. You know, I just like, and that was the music store I've been going to all my life. You know what I mean? So that was just kind of fun.
And then across the street, you never played JFK Stadium, but you were part of our great Louie Parade. You guys just waved. Did you play on a horse and carriage?
No, I don't remember. No, yeah, we were just waving.
Okay.
I'll tell you what, I remember about that too, Jackie, because I don't know if it was, did it go to JFK? Maybe it did. I don't know. It was in South Philly. I remember it was.
I thought it wrapped up maybe at JFK or something.
Maybe it did. I'm not sure I made it that far. But you know what? Here's what I remember about that. We did a gig the night before, and that thing started. That was the morning zoo, so it's probably started at 7 a.m.
Yeah, you know? Yeah. Maybe even earlier.
Maybe 6. Yeah, I don't know. And I remember we played the night before. Somewhere far. Uh-huh. Like, we got home late. You know what I mean? And I remember saying to Jim, because Jim Hannum, our drummer, he was like, oh, man, I don't know, man. Oh, and we were a three-piece at the time. So it was just me, Jim, and Paul. And he was like, oh, man, I don't know. I don't think I'm going to be able to make it, man. It's 3 o'clock now. You know, we got, I don't think I'm going to be able to make it there at 7 a.m. I said, yo, Jim, you got to make it, man. And I remember what I said. I said, yo, Jim, you don't get famous staying home. You know what I mean?
That's the Philly in us and a lot of bands, Tom. I just see that when you go out of state. Just some kind of a different drive. Of course, I was in a band before I was a DJ. The way we're schooled and the way we run our bands, just a different ball game.
Well, some people have like a competitive spirit, which I guess I sort of do sometimes. There's something about rock and roll. It's the only thing I'm good at. The older I get, the more I realize. You know what I mean? You know what I mean?
It took you this long to find out you're great, Tom. Stop selling yourself short.
No, I'm not. But I'm saying that's what I'm good at. You know what I mean? And I cherish it more than ever. You know? When it's time to rock, like, that's when I'm in my element. You know what I mean?
You were in your element. You mentioned Rod Stewart. You mentioned a couple others. Let's go back. American Music Awards, 1989. Did Love's on Fire. Were you one of maybe the first to run through the crowd? Rod Stewart introduced you. That was a great performance. Can you flash us back to that?
Yeah.
Guns N' Roses actually performed that night also, and Chris Day was telling us they stole your hairspray or something backstage.
That my deodorant, yeah. They stole my deodorant. Like a cheapo, like dollar store brand, you know, it's called High and Dry. And so, like, I knew it was mine because, like, no one else had that. You know, I bought it in, like, a discount store in Lincoln, Nebraska or something. You know what I mean? I knew it was mine. It was in their dresser room. So that was kind of funny. And, you know, they were Guns N' Roses. I mean, I remember Axl was, like, late. They had the, like, just barely made it in time to play. Going through the crowd, that was Dick Clark's idea. Like, I mean, I did that all the time, but I wouldn't have done it. But he said, yo, Tom, I hear you, you know, you walk through the crowd. You're going to do that tonight? I said, I wasn't going to. He said, well, you know, I think it would be good. So I did. I would have never done it.
So it was Dick Clark's idea for you to run through the crowd?
Yeah, it was. He knew that was something that I did all the time. So, like, I knew how to do it.
Yeah, yeah.
But he told me to do it, you know, when I met him. I met him in the hallway, a crowded hallway. They said, oh, Dick, this is Tommy Conwell. Oh, hi, you know.
So Dick Clark knew who Tommy Conwell and the Young Rumblers were already?
Yeah. Well, someone told him, yeah. He never saw us at the cabaret or anything, but, you know, someone must have told him, you know, that was the story, you know, and probably Mountain.
Yeah. Steve Mountain, your manager, as well as the Hooters manager. You weren't running around. You were sitting on the couch, which is very rare also. David Letterman, up in New York City, Pierre Robert made the trek to support you. He was in the audience. It was you, Chris, and Rob, and you only had half the band there, and you did If We Never Meet Again. And then you got on the chair with Letterman.
I did. That was like the thrill of my life, Jackie. Yeah. It really was. Because I was a huge fan, and to be able to sit down, just to be on the show was like the greatest thing ever. You know, I mean, there were bigger shows. Tonight's show was bigger. I guess Saturday Night Live is bigger, but I like Dave, you know, so it was just the total, like, thrill of a lifetime. To sit down and talk for a minute was just unbelievable. I guess I was like a nervous wreck, but whatever. And I did okay. I could have done worse, let's put it that way.
What did he whisper in your ear as the show goes, okay, that's it, and he leans over and whispers in your ear and just says thanks?
I don't really remember, but I'm sure it was just like, hey, nice job, pal, thank you.
Okay.
I think he probably said come back or something like that. I don't know. I seem to remember him saying come back anytime and then not being invited back. That showbiz.
Was it Schaefer's idea to do If We Never Meet Again? And whose idea was it to have just half the band there?
The record company tells you what song you're going to do. Or they strongly suggest. You know, that was the single at the time. Trying to get that single up the charts, you know, and onto radio stations and stuff. So playing it on Letterman, it gives it credibility. So that's what you do. You generally play the single, you know, and that was the single at the time.
And I guess the single was I'm Not Your Man. Did you do Arsenio Hall?
We did, yeah. So we did that first. Yeah, so at that time, I'm Not Your Man was a single. You know what, Jackie? Like, those kind of, that decision, like, someone always told me what song we're playing. They didn't really ask me, yo, Tom, what song you want to play? They just said, we're doing this. And I said, all right. You know what I mean?
Tom, whatever happened to the hollow body great guitar, which you have autographs all over? And can you tell some of the autographs on that big guitar?
Oh, man, yeah. Steve Jones from the Sex Pistols, Johnny Ramone.
Wow.
Steve Ray Vaughan was on there. Thurgood Setzer, Chrissy Hynde.
Yeah, Chris Day was telling me she actually carved her name or something on that guitar.
She carved it with a knife and then put her eyeliner in the lines, which was so cool. Her eyeliner is so cool, Jackie. And I put some, like, lacquer over it or something, you know, polyurethane.
So when we see you play live these days, I don't see that hollow body guitar on you. Do you still own that guitar?
So I gave it to the Hard Rock Hotel in Orlando.
Oh.
It might be on the wall there. I don't know, but I gave it to him. Wow.
Tom, what's the line you use? You got all them gold records in your mom's basement or something?
Not gold records, just records.
It's 93.3 WMMR. We're on the phone with the great Tommy Conwell and his great band, the Young Rumblers. They're back. It must be that gobbleroo time of the season. Sold out at the Ardmore Music Hall. For details, I want to tell you to get tickets. Go to ardmoremusichall.com. But the show's completely sold out. Yours truly, you'll be out there to host the event tomorrow night. The old 23s, now the Ardmore Music Hall with Mr. Pierre Robert. Tom, it's great to have you back, and I know you're going to blow the roof off.
Love you, Jackie. Thanks, man.
I love you, too. Thanks for taking the time out of your day to pretend to be my friend, Tom.
Anytime. Jackie Bam Bam, you're the best. I love you.
I love you, too. The 80s are coming back.
They're coming back. The 80s.
Tommy Conwell.
MMR Rock.